at Suburban Leisure Center. No, we're not just talking about the temperature outside. We're talking about the hot, sizzling prices inside Suburban Leisure Center.
What does that mean for you?
Well, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets up to 50% off. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go, ah, on the patio. And a tremendous savings up to 50% off. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like what you saw online.
Yeah, this doesn't look like it did in the picture.
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less, up to 50% off. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Looks like some cable and phone companies are trying to sell home security. But when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow, this home has 599 channels. Or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. So beat it. It's no wonder five times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com. And to see licensing and terms and conditions.
The outdoor life. But in the heat, your cooler can lose its cool.
Ooh, this beer is warm.
Keep your drinks and food cool with a Yeti cooler from RTP. With a Yeti cooler, ice will last a week, even in the Missouri heat. And a Yeti cup or bottle will keep your drink ice cold all day long.
Now that's a cold beer.
RTP has the area's largest selection of Yeti products, from hardened soft-sided coolers to cups, bottles, and now the new jugs. They're located just off I-44 and 141 on West Outer Road in Valley Park. RTP, ready to play.
All right. Talked to somebody this past week and said that this was his favorite segment of the whole week. That was Jose Hernandez. He's the one that said that. Oh, what do you know? He's the host. And he's ready to go and to help you and answer your questions or give you guidance if you're all confused about something electronic or high tech that you're trying to buy and you don't know which one to buy, or you have it already and you don't know how to use it. That's what he's here for. He'll help you. And all of us have the... I just found out 10 minutes ago from Sherry, who works here, that I can change Siri's voice. I didn't even know that.
You can?
I didn't know that. You can have a guy's voice. Accents. Yeah.
Really?
I just been using the Siri that I thought was the only one you could use. So here's how this works. So you need to know that Jose is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, for good reason, lots of good reasons. And then you need to know the numbers, because after he finishes his little educational monologue, you're going to get to ask him questions. Here we go. For most cell phones, star KTRS, which is star 5877. From other phones, 314969 KTRS or 888-550 KTRS. Say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
And I must tell the people that I am so happy. Jose brought me, and I don't know the levels of these fidget spinners. This is like a professional level. This thing is unbelievable.
You're going on a tour?
And I don't even know why I like it, because you just, if you're kid, if you have kids, you'll know what I'm talking about. These phones are going crazy. You guys have anything for Jose?
No.
Dan, no questions?
No, nothing.
I don't think I have anything except, I don't. What do you have?
One of our listeners of the 10 that I have.
Come on now.
Called to say that she received a phone call telling her that she needed to contact these people, that her Apple data, her personal information that was with Apple, was in trouble of being compromised, and she needed to call them and get it fixed.
Well, I sure hope she did it, Jose.
No, because she's not an Apple user.
That would make a big difference.
Yeah. Doesn't own an Apple product, therefore she's not going to call them. Nintendo is going to release a Super Nintendo Classic September 28th for $80. It's going to have two wired Super Nintendo controllers and 21 games.
Wow.
Kind of like what they did with the NES.
Right. Yeah, Super Mario World, Donkey Kong Country, Mega Man X, Final Fantasy III, and a previously unreleased game called Fox Star 2.
What was the original Mario? Just called Mario Brothers? Was that the original?
Just Mario Brothers.
I'm not good enough to go past that first. I just like that first one because I get lost. Young people know all the hidden coins and bricks. And I just never was good at that. I just kind of jump and run and duck and jump and run, whatever.
And then I've gotten several questions this week in reference to buying computers for people getting ready to go back to college. So, first of all, if you're buying it for someone who's enrolled in college and they're going into a specific program like graphic design or engineering, contact the university they're going to and see if that program has a minimum specification requirement for what a laptop or a desktop PC should be. Second of all, when you do that, contact the bookstore for that university, because likely the bookstore is going to have those items for sale. So you can just contact the bookstore and buy it as opposed to trying to spec out your own anywhere else.
All right. Do you think we'll ever see a time when there are no textbooks? And we've asked this before, and everything is in your tablet.
It will come. In our lifetime, probably not.
No.
Because, you know, we never expected that we see the end of rotary phones. Rotary phones still exist. You can still find a place where you...
Now, is that a phone or was that you? That was you.
So you can still find those. Textbooks. Pilots, as you know. Commercial pilots now pick up all of their FARs and
charts right off
an iPad.
But if I remember carrying 60 pounds of books at school, I mean, big old textbooks, and I thought, well, what a great relief to have a tablet.
Yeah, I would bet, though, that the people that are involved in the companies that print books...
Oh, no, they don't want to see that.
So I'm sure they are lobbyists for that, anything else, where the schools will never switch over.
Yeah, they have a way that you have to buy something.
And traditionally, your professors will write their own books, so they can sell them for schools, so those aren't published wide. If you're just going to buy a laptop, the difference between laptops and PCs, there's several of them. One is that the keyboards are not standardized. Laptop keyboards can vary greatly versus PC keyboards, which are just plugged in, 102 keys, same. If you're going to go buy a laptop, pick your price point. How much money do you want to spend? Based on how much money you want to spend, find the largest screen display. Screen displays being equal, you want the fastest CPUs. How fast does the processor go? Screen display and CPU being equal, you want the largest amount of hard drive space available. And all three of those being equal, you want the largest amount of RAM. Now, I get questions about this brand versus that brand. There's two manufacturers of CPUs, Intel and AMD. There's three or four manufacturers of hard drives, a couple manufacturers of RAM.
The RAM is almost brand is almost irrelevant.
Right, and hundreds of people who will write their name on the outside of the case.
Right.
The one thing I do recommend, and this is one of the two products, buy an extended warranty on it. Laptops are tight. They're compact. They travel. They get vibration, humidity, heat changes more so
especially
than your desktop.
Especially a student.
Buy the extended warranties on them because those will eventually pay.
And let me say something, too. What he said about the keyboard, I mean, folks, I bought years ago it was a small laptop. There was a name for it.
Netbook, yes.
And I got it home. And my wife sat down. She says, "I can't use this. The keyboard was so convoluted and small and weird and awkward." In the store, do what Jose says: type something out.
Yeah.
Write a little letter to yourself and make sure you're comfortable, because that'll kill a deal when you get home and that keyboard's not right.
The biggest problem people have is where they put that little mouse pad.
Right.
Isn't always in the center.
Right.
And people's hand will rest on it, so they'll be typing, and suddenly the cursor will move somewhere.
Yeah. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Phones are hot. Let's start with Sid. Sid, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hello, Jose Hernandez.
Sid?
Hey, it's the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, my kids bought me an Echo Dot for Father's Day. And to make it work, I have to download the Echo Amazon app.
Yes.
And I'm trying to do that on my computer, and I have Windows 10, and it says it runs. It took yesterday it was about 3 hours.
Do you have a semi smartphone?
Yeah. My wife has.
You might want to just try downloading it on the smartphone instead of the PC.
Okay. So what happens is that she's gone away with the smartphone.
Once it's the application is used pretty much to configure the device, to give it the IP address on your Wi-Fi network, and to establish what account at Amazon it's going to have.
Okay.
Once that's done, it should work on its own without the app.
It don't need.
No, she could be in Aruba. It won't make any difference.
Okay.
So are you are you planning on killing her?
Can I tell you? And
is there a way to hide this out?
Well, you're going to have to ask the Echo.
And can I tell you what I think this is? And Sid, be honest. He wants to know if when she's gone, he can get a lot of porn.
Yes,
and the answer's yes.
Will that thing talk to me?
What?
Will that thing talk to me?
You know what? You know somebody's going to come up with that. A dirty talking cone that you set in your bedroom. They'll come up with it. Just wait, Sid, okay?
Okay, I'll be looking forward to it.
All right. Hey, thank you for listening.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Now, this name is Famous. Is that your name?
Yeah. How you doing, Frank?
Now, seriously, your name is Famous.
Yes, I'm actually named after my dad. I'm Junior.
How about that? That's different.
Nice.
Say hi to Jose.
How you doing, Jose?
I'm good, Famous. How are you?
All right. AM and a PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hey, I still have three Windows computers, Windows XP computers that I still play with a lot because they can do a lot of the old games and such.
Porn.
And, yeah, that too. And I keep getting this error. It started out slow. Started out with one machine. And it's the svchost.exe.
Okay.
And it's filled up with different services running, and it draws almost 100% of the CPU's processing power.
Okay.
And I noticed this over a certain period. It's like it was just getting to the point where it'd be so frustrating. I would just go to the task manager and turn off that particular instance of SVC host, mm-hmm. and I'd get everything back, but I wouldn't get all my functionality. Network functionality would be gone,
right.
You know, things like that. And it's gotten to the point now where it is just driving me up the wall. And I was so frustrated last night, I decided to install Windows 8.1 on one of my computers. And I go, wait, hold it. Don't give up yet. There's got to be another way to fix this.
What I'd recommend doing is going to the start panel and then the run command.
Yeah.
MSconfig.
Uh-huh.
And when MSconfig pops up, there'll be a tab that says Startup. And at the bottom of Startup, there'll be a box you can check that says Disable All.
Okay.
And then you're going to restart it. And what that will do is it'll turn all the services off, all of them, anything that loads in advance. Once you restart it, Microsoft Windows XP will start the things it only needs. It will not start anything else. It'll just start those things.
So I turn them all off.
Right, and then let Windows figure out what it wants to start.
Okay, because I've been throwing Spybot, malware antibytes, freaking Kaspersky Rescue Disk, and it was just bouncing off of it like it was, you know, armor plate. There's nothing that was changing this thing.
Right, yeah, just turn them off in a MSConfig under the Startup tab.
All right. Okay.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for listening, Famous.
Hey, take it easy.
What a great name. He just used a word that I don't actually think is a word, but it should be a word. Frustrated. If you're flustered and frustrated, that's
nice
frustrated.
Combo, yes.
I like that. That should be a real word. Dennis, not the menace, another Dennis is here. Say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose. I was calling up my personal hotspot. You have one of those, Frank?
I do. I use it all the time because it's the only way I can get online in my computer. Oh, okay. It works great.
I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
Jose, I have an iPhone that I turn the personal hotspot on at times when I'm traveling, and the Android tablet won't recognize it. Can't find it. What do I do?
What security protocol are you using, WEP or WPA?
That's what I was going to ask.
I believe it's WPA.
You might want to change it to WEP.
WEP. Yeah. What do I change that?
When you fire up the hotspot, it should be one of the settings underneath the setup for it.
Okay.
What it uses to do the authentication.
No, that was easy. I wouldn't have known what to do either.
No. Okay, I'll look for that.
Give that a try.
Thank you, Dennis. And you know what? For you folks in the woods like I am, you don't have Wi-Fi. I'm not kidding. It took me until last year to discover this. I use my phone. I set it down on the table, turn on the computer, turn on the hotspot, the computer recognizes it, and I get online faster than I did with a dish that I was paying for internet access. I'm actually very happy with that hotspot. It works.
It's a good job.
Let's go to Joe. Joe, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Joe.
Amen to PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I got nothing as complicated as the last two guys, but I got a lake house.
Okay.
Will the outdoor rooftop antenna do anything for the new TVs?
Your standard aluminum can outdoor antenna that's we've had around since I was a child?
I need to ask one question. You talking about Lake of the Ozarks?
No, not Lake of the Ozarks.
Good, because there's no signal. Nobody gets anything there. You weak, a weak Jeff City signal and a very weak Springfield. So good. It's not right there. You're okay.
If it's one of the directional ones, you can probably point it toward the St. Louis area, and you'll be able to pick up the digital signals for Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 5.
Where's the lake? That's what I'd like to know.
It's Clearwater. There's a station they get up on top of the hill, but we don't get it.
Where's Clearwater?
Piedmont. It's down 67, about 2 hours from St. Louis.
Jose, that might be too far from a major market, maybe, right?
It might be.
And if
it is,
you're not going to pick up anything. You get more than like 100, 150 miles away.
There's TV stations in Farmington, which is only about 80 miles away.
Yeah, you might be able to get those a little easier than the ones in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, we just want weather and stuff is all we're after. I just didn't know if that would work with the new...
Yeah, the new TVs will interpret the digital signal from those.
Yeah, you get a new TV, you don't need an adapter. Boy, remember when they were selling those like crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
The digital TV boxes?
You're good to go.
The converters, yeah.
Yeah, Joe, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, my goodness, remember that? There were announcements all over TV.
This radio. Channel will not work
after
this
December
day.
22nd. If you haven't bought your converter, you don't need that stuff anymore. Steve, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. Hey, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I bought a new Sony smart TV. Apparently, this thing is smarter than I am. First time ever having a smart TV. This thing randomly turns on by itself.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah, why? Is there a setting somewhere I'm missing? Or
I would imagine if it just turns itself on.
I would call the ghost hunters.
See, you know what? This guy's serious, all right? And you make fun of him.
I am.
Oh, you know what, Steve? It sounded to me like Dan Strauss is making fun of you. That's the way.
Thanks, Dan.
That's the way I take it.
Yeah. Sorry, Steve.
Way to go. We lost a listener.
Steve, I would do a Google search.
I did a Google search, and I saw something in there about, like, if you have a dish or something where you've got programs that you're recording throughout the day, that it may automatically turn on when those are supposed to be recording.
Right.
But I've tried that one time, and nope, it didn't turn on. It just randomly just turns on. At first, I thought my dog jumped on the on-off button, but no, he's not doing that randomly.
And the batteries in the remote are fairly new?
It's brand new. I mean, this unit isn't more than a month old.
So you put the factory batteries that came with it?
Yes.
Well, they could be old. I mean, I don't know how long they've been in shipping. The other one would be to Google search and do a check and see if that television has a state that it goes to after a power failure. Sometimes computers can be set that if it sees a power failure, you can tell it to always turn back on. If it sees a power failure, turn off. Or if it sees a power failure, go to whatever it was before the failure.
I didn't know that. You can have it turn itself back on if your power goes out.
Some of them you can have it set to turn back on. The TV may be the same way. There may be a setting somewhere that says if you see a power failure, turn back on.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right.
So just do a Google search and
for that setting of the television.
Right. Okay.
All right, Steve. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. And I guess we'll wrap it up with Peggy. Peggy, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How are you?
I'm good, Peggy. How are you?
I'm about to pull my hair out, actually.
Well, let's
at least you can. I can't do that.
So here's the deal. I bought about 2.5 or 3 years ago, I bought a Dell all-in-one.
Yes.
And about 2 weeks ago, I had to have the hard drive replaced.
Okay.
So I've been loading everything back on, got my Microsoft Office on, everything's cool.
Okay.
But I keep getting a pop-up that's telling me that I need to activate Windows and I need a product key.
Okay.
And so I went back to the people that I bought the machine from, and they were able to give me an office key, which I didn't need.
Right.
But they couldn't give me a Windows key. And I'm trying to figure out, if I've had this computer for a few years and I've maintained all the subscriptions and, you know, I've kept everything updated.
Yes.
I shouldn't have to buy a new product key, should I?
No, you're correct. You're correct. Likely somewhere on the machine is the product key. There should be a little label that's about 2.5 inches by an inch.
Hang on, Dan. Excuse me, Dan. Would you show her 2.5 inches?
Yeah. There you go.
There you go, Peggy.
And it'll have a 20-digit code on it, broken into to four sets of five. And that's the code it's looking for.
Okay, so you're saying I should have looked at what's in front of my face.
Well, it's not necessarily in front of your face. It could be underneath, on the bottom, on the side somewhere. They hide them all over the place.
Yeah, but Peggy, people like you, me, we don't know that stuff. We don't.
It seems like it should be obvious now, but okay.
So look there, and if you can't find that little tag on it somewhere, you can call Dell and chat with them and tell them that because they've got the product. If you were good, you registered the product when you bought it.
I think so.
So, yeah, you should have warranty information on it, even though it's out of warranty after 3 years. They should be able to provide you with that key information.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're
very
welcome.
This has been really frustrating.
Thank you, Peggy. And before we play the music here, I have a confession. I never knew until 2 years ago that the router password was actually on the router.
Yes.
On the box.
Yes.
I'm not kidding.
Big yellow sticker, as a matter of fact.
I installed a farmer app in my computer.
Oh, here it comes.
And it was Farmer in the Dell.
Farmer in the Dell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, stop. Let him feel the burn. Let him.
Oh, I snorted.
And it was too easy. It's just.
I know.
It's too easy.
I know.
Right, now you play the man.
I like Jose's response. Yay.
Jose Hernandez will always be remembered by me as the guy who gave me the nicest
fidget spinner
of the three that I have. The other two are plastic. And here he is with his email address. Pay attention, because unlike the old one, this has an extra dot in it. Go ahead.
It's tech.questions@ktrs.com.
Jose Hernandez, everybody. Thank you, Jose. He knows a lot more about this than we'll ever know, and he's here every Monday, and you heard his email address if you need to get a hold of him. And, of course, we thank Linda World for making that segment and a whole bunch of other segments possible. The number one selling replacement window in the United States, Window World. It's traffic time, and here's Dan Strauss, and then he'll tell you here's Tim Weiland or something. Dan?
I will. Here's Tim Weiland with a look at traffic, Tim.
You know, it's too bad we forgot. I was supposed to ask Jose a question at the I was supposed to be the final guy to ask Jose a question, so we're going to have to remember that next Monday.
Oh, yeah, you're
remember,
right.
He wouldn't tell us the answer on Friday. He said, you ask it on Monday, and I'll answer it.
All right.
Looks like we are pretty heavy leaving downtown over the Museal Veterans Bridge. That goes from Highway 70 all the way over to the 55-64 split. Southbound 270 now has some stop-and-go traffic from Olive down through the Clayton Road overpass. Pockets from that point down to Highway 44. Eastbound 40, that jams up from Vanaventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. They had cleared that earlier stall over the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Eastbound Highway 270 running heavy east of McDonald through Washington Elizabeth. Then you're heavy through the Halls Ferries to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. And northbound 170 jamming up now from Natural Bridge up through Airport. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. And at Staples, it is your office away from your office. With everything you need to print, scan, or fax, access files from a USB, email, or the cloud, and use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
KTRS text line users are well connected and totally up on what's happening. Non-KTRS text line users are, well, they're not. They're kind of in the dark about things. Come out of the dark, grab your phone, and text KTRS to 84126 to get the latest news updates, to get the latest sports updates. And, of course, you can text your questions, comments, and try to win some really neat stuff. The KTRS text line, your connection to us and our connection to you on the Big 550 KTRS.
There's no better example of a business that has you covered from top to bottom than the Ceiling Center on the Rock Road. Think about it. They specialize in acoustic ceilings, drop ceilings, metal ceilings, and more. And it doesn't stop there. Your floor is covered too. Literally. Hardwood, tile, great carpet selections with names like Shaw, and so much more. The Ceiling Center is your one-stop shop from top to bottom. Their showroom has over 20 different tile selections to choose from. Plenty of wood samples, carpet swatches, and more. The Ceiling Center, locally owned and operated, and priced well below the big box stores. Good luck getting service after the sale from those giant places, too. The Ceiling Center prides itself on their extensive warranties. Ed and his staff want you back, so it does get done right the first time. The Ceiling Center, on the Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of 270, and online at theceilingcenter.com.
Hello, it's Jennifer Blome from my good friends at Saliga Shoes on Manchester Road in Brentwood. Saliga Shoes is a family-run business selling shoes designed for both comfort and style. They have shoes for all ages, all occupations, and all lifestyles. John Saliga, his wife, their son, their entire staff treat customers like part of the family. Please go see my friends at Saliga Shoes on Brentwood. It's just north of Manchester Road. Call them today, 314-961-0110.
Addiction to heroin, prescription drugs, and alcohol is a chronic, progressive, and sometimes fatal disease. Chances are you probably know someone who struggles with addiction every day. The good news is addiction is treatable, and Centerpoint Hospital is St. Louis's only private addiction treatment center. With most major insurances accepted, Centerpoint Hospital offers a full continuum of care, including detox, residential treatment, medication, assisted recovery, and family aftercare. Contact CenterPointHospital.com right now for help.
Wow, floor squeaks can be annoying. If you live here in St. Louis, you don't have to live with them anymore. I'm Scott Diebold, and I own a local company called Squeak Stoppers. We stop floor squeaks. At Squeak Stoppers, we stop any type of floor squeak, no matter if it's on your second floor or your first floor, any flooring type, no mess, guaranteed for life. Contact us today at SqueakStoppers.com. That's SqueakStoppers.com. Let us take those annoying squeaks out of your floor for good. That's SqueakStoppers.com.
How old are your smoke alarms? Replace today with Kidde's worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
It's been the second longest bull market in history, but is a bear market just around the corner? Learn how you could better position and protect your investments on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
All righty. Thank you very much. On the phone, the number one Chevrolet dealer in the United States. Say hello to John Londoff, everybody.
Hello.
John, how are you?
Hello out there in Radio Land. How are you all?
I don't know. Dan, Peon, how are you doing?
Good. Great.
John, I have an idea. If you
Frank, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay. I have an idea. I'm so excited about this, I want to get right to it. If you ever decide to take on another line, like not just Chevy, but Chevy, John Londoff Chevrolet, and Londoff Blank, I think it should be Bugatti. Now, I'll tell you why.
Oh, yeah, that goes well. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet and
Bugatti. Londoff Bugatti. This morning in USA Today, there was an article about the new Bugatti. $3 million. And, V16, 1,500 horsepower, and here's the part that I loved. They said, because of the price, they're only going to make, and I understand they're all already sold, they're only going to make 500 of them.
Oh.
At $3 million! Somebody out there's got a lot of money. Holy mackerel. So you ought to jump
something
in
to ponder.
You ought to, yeah. Don't make the decision today, but you know.
You know what? That just reminds me of like an Italian dish, you know?
Yeah, Bugatti.
Tonight's special is Bugatti, a bolognese, or something like that. And you're like, wow, that sounds good. But this is a Chevrolet dealership. We're talking about Chevrolet.
I know that, but I'm talking.
We're talking about the people of America and the people of St. Louis metropolitan.
John, I know, but all you have to do is sell one a year. Just that one rich guy.
I'm not interested. Okay. I'm not interested.
All right, then somebody else is going to scoop it up.
I have an order in for Bugatti.
No, that's
something else.
That's something a lot of people won't understand.
Oh.
John,
here's what we're going to talk about right now.
You got any bolognese?
This is my, by the way, this is my segment.
Oh, you know what? I forgot. Yeah. I forgot.
We're trying to take it over, okay?
You're right. I'm sorry. I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you always forget.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, no, I do.
Pretty commonplace. Jerry and Leslie Clubs. Jerry and Leslie Clubs bought their second vehicle from Jenny Lund of Chevrolet. They've been listening to you since you were on the country station, and he doesn't like country. But he still listened to you because you're so funny.
And Jerry and what was her name?
Leslie.
Jerry and Leslie Clubs. Let's give it up for these two folks. Yeah. When it comes to buying cars, they're no schlubs. You need to talk to Jerry and Leslie Clubs. Almost blew you out. Did the, it would have been good if I hadn't stumbled. If I hadn't stumbled, it would have been good. Thank you. Thank you, Jerry and Leslie.
Yep. And they nicknamed their salesperson, Mike Roberts, they nicknamed him Toots. So,
Toots?
Mike, I mean, usually he goes by Car Mike, which I'm like, what is that? You know, he's been here a long time. Great guy.
I want to know who named him Toots, him or her.
Leslie,
it's her.
I'm still talking.
I'm sorry. Oh, man. I feel so bad. I can't tell how bad I feel. I'm sorry. You know, that day Mimi said you were mean to me. Go back and ask her about that again, because I think you are. I think she's right.
All right. Well, I got to talk to Jerry and Leslie a little while ago, and they're adorable. Webster Groves, Missouri, name of the PM, and bought a new Chevy Silverado pickup truck. So thanks again, Jerry and Leslie. I can tell I'm going to stay in touch with them. They're funny people. All the AM and the PM people are just so much fun. But they talked about Mark Thornton and the sales experience and Sam Londoff, who, of course, I'm near and dear to. And then the finance manager, Brian Gilbert. And Jerry goes, normally I don't get along with finance guys, but this guy was the best. But so thank you very much. And also talk about Kelly Cleary. And from Maplewood,
Kelly
2017 Malibu AM and the P.
Sounds like a good Irish name, Kelly Cleary. Kelly Cleary, thank you.
All right,
I can see Cleary now in a new Chevy.
Don't give him anything.
So can I tell everyone about the text you sent me Sunday?
Sure.
You were missing me, weren't you?
No.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you were.
I just sent you a text.
What did he say?
You were kind of missing me, buddy. You know? So I get a text, a self video that he shot of the garage.
I was washing the Tahoe.
And yeah. And you know, the Tahoe and the Corvette,
that's
the
right.
White light.
That's right.
And then on the other side, notice a different kind of car back there.
Yeah, there's a black car that I didn't want you to see, but it was in the picture. Yeah.
Whoopsie.
Whoops. Edit that out.
Hey, don't worry about that back there, okay? But but you were thanking me for all I do for you, and I want to just thank you for what you and Dan and Ian and the AM and the PM crowd, what they do for Jenny Lund of Chevrolet.
What a beautiful moment. This is a beautiful, beautiful moment. That Tahoe, it's a pearl white, and it has great big chrome wheels. And I sent Peon a video of me washing. I go, hey, I bet you and I are doing the same thing right now. Knowing he's never washed his car, it was just a joke because he does not care. And Peon, how do you stand this time of year to have the bugs on the front of your car? You can't go anywhere 30 minutes at night and not load up on bugs. How do you stand?
Don't even notice it.
Oh,
he doesn't look at the front of his car.
Don't even notice.
That drives me. I've got about 6 net sponges. I can't get that stuff off fast enough. I can't stand the bug thing.
A net sponge?
It's a sponge with a net around it, and it snags the bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a bug, get on my driver's window, and I rolled it down to get that beautiful, cool air that we've experienced almost every morning in the last, 4 days. And the bug got caught, and I literally had to roll the window back up, get some water, because I have, of course, the hand towels in each map holder for situations if there's a spill or anything.
Right.
And I had to wipe that window down. It was driving me crazy, just like when you get the star in your windshield. So, Ian, if you would get a star in the windshield.
That's a rock chip. Makes a star, right? Starburst.
Would you just leave it there?
Oh, sure.
All right, John, here's what happened. It's a true story. Saturday, I know Bruce Weiner has ordered me. The windshield is actually in. It's going to be put in Thursday. Now, I have a rock chip with a starburst on it. I hate looking at it so much that I called a company Saturday, and I said, do you think you could reduce this to just a dot till Thursday? I'm getting a new windshield. I don't want to look at it till Thursday. I drove all the way to O'Fallon, that's Missouri. Sick. No, I drove to O'Fallon, Missouri. They came out and looked at it. It's 40 minutes from me. And the gal says, no, it really wouldn't make that much difference if we did the repair thing. And so I drove all the way back home thinking, well, I'll just stare at it till Thursday. At least they were honest about it. No, they were. And I appreciated that. She said it won't be that much better. That's how much I can't stand.
That's a sickness.
No, yeah, it's not. It's not. People pay a lot for cars. You don't want them beat up and banged up.
But you know, it was getting fixed, though.
I don't care. That's not till Thursday. Thursday morning. Bruce even called me. He knows I'm in such a hurry to get a new windshield. He texted me today and he goes, hey, and called me and he said, look, if you're willing to get up real early, we can get that windshield put in. We can do it at 7:30 Thursday morning. I said, I will be there. And I don't even get up till 7:30.
Oh, man.
But I'll get up for that. I can't wait till I get a new windshield. You know what will happen?
You'll stay up all night long waiting. Yeah. You're so excited.
I replaced a windshield years ago in a car, and a week later, I'm right. And I got hit again. It's not the end of the world. I'm just a person. I just don't like dents, dings, chips, cracks. I think cars cost too much money, and if you're going to own it, keep it nice. Keep it clean, pee on, and keep it nice. But somebody like you will never understand that.
I don't get it, man. I just, you know, I'm sorry. You need to come for lunch, and we'll wash your vehicle, okay?
Hey, there's a good deal.
Come back. I'll even buy lunch, okay?
Whoa, how can you pass this up?
Mine needs to be washed, too.
Dan, this is for Peon. One other thing to
potential... You have any hazmat suits there?
I got one other thing for potential Chevy buyers from Johnny Londoff. I'm probably talking to guys here. Listen to me. This Tahoe has chrome wheels. It's the only vehicle I have ever had, and I'm not kidding, that doesn't get brake dust all over the chrome. Now, I don't know how that is or why that is, but I have never had that before. I could drive that Tahoe 1,000 miles, and the chrome won't have any brake dust on it. And I don't know what they did, but hats off to them. It does not get dirty.
You know, I'll tell my friends at Drendel Motors
you
all
do.
About that.
You do.
I will.
I'm going to ask Bruce Thursday how that's possible. They must have some deflectors or something for that dust that comes off. But I'll ask him about it. So business is good?
Business is good. It can always be better. Here we are the last few days of the month of June. And just, again, great pricing, very aggressive, a lot of fun people. And, you know, you always have a lot of fun when it's really busy. I love this time of year. This weather's unbelievable.
Everybody's in a good mood because of the weather.
It should be 90 degrees outside right now. And everyone, you know, of course, complaining about how hot it is. Well, it's not gorgeous outside. It's so gorgeous. We've got the 2011 Chevy Impala priced for $79.90.
Oh, stop. That's ridiculous.
Chevy Impala, $79.90. A 2012 Chevy Impala for only $8,800.
You're going to go out of business if you keep doing that.
No, we're not.
Okay, it's just I'm kidding.
I know, you're kidding.
Yeah.
But sometimes a lot of truth is said in jest.
Yes, it is.
That's a Johnny Londoff senior line. A lot of truth is said, yes, son.
Yeah, my wife's down in Florida with a girlfriend of hers, and she called yesterday. Goes, hey, how's the weather? I said, it's perfect. How's it down there? She said, hot and humid. They're miserable, so humid. I said, well, yeah, there you go. You shouldn't. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. If I start talking about her being gone, I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but
I'm
she'll
sorry.
Be back tomorrow.
I know.
Do you get extra pictures or whatnot of her and put them, you know, on the nightstand?
Mm-hmm. No, I went and got extra vitamins and a bunch of Viagra.
How about the Oreo cookies? Did you get a couple?
You know what? I dipped into a couple. Last night.
Uh-oh.
Last night I got into a bag that she had hidden, and I found them. No, she hides cookies. She hid them, and I found them, and I took out just like five, hoping she won't notice it. So yeah, I did. I cheated a little bit there. And,
she probably had them counted.
I have the homemade cookies from Mimi Londoff.
I brought that in that my wife can't cook.
I get home. chocolate chip cookies. Oh, man, she's a great cook. Woo-wee! Unbelievable. There's nothing like a homemade chocolate chip cookie with some of the pecans in there.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank man, you, because I like pecans in them, too.
Ooh, that sounds
nobody
good.
In our family wants pecans
ice in cold
them.
Cup of milk.
Stop it.
Yeah.
What's your phone number?
314-837-1800. You like how I did that?
Yeah.
314-837-1800.
That was your announcer voice.
I'm sorry?
That was your announcer voice.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to send you a bunch of business, all right?
24/7, 365 at lawnbuff.com.
All right, John.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks for the text. I know you missed me.
That's right. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Buddy.
He takes a simple text as missing him.
Right, yeah.
I just wanted him to see that I'm taking care of three Landoff vehicles. I should have shot the other one through my Trailblazer. That was Johnny Landoff. If you don't know his dealership, you should. You should get to know it. Next time you're in the market for a new Chevy or a pre-owned vehicle. Do we have to break here? Or can I do something?
Yes, you can go ahead and finish up.
I want to... I would like, and I have to be careful here, I don't want to call the people I'm directing this toward stupid, but you folks who want surveillance cameras, you know, security cameras at your home or your business, indoors, outdoors, and you think you're going to do it yourself, let's have a little talk here, all right? This is not unlike toys you buy for your kids, and they all say assembled in just minutes. Okay, but they don't tell you it's 8,000 minutes. It's minutes, but it's not 5 or 10. And then you get into it, and you go, holy mackerel, I'm never going to get this thing put together right. And then you finish it, and you realize you forgot a piece, but you can't go back. Because, you know, some of those toys, they have a thing, you drive it in like a wheel hub, and it's in there. It doesn't back out, and you messed it up. Well, multiply that by about 50, and that's what you have sometimes when you try to put in your own security camera. Look, security cameras, surveillance, this is about that word security. And when the time comes that you really need for that thing to have worked because you want to nab the bad person, and it doesn't. And you go, my goodness, I know I had the system was on. It was up and running. I don't know what happened. Well, here's what happened. Maybe Gateway Lock and Security should have put it in. There are certain things that most of us should not do. We shouldn't be getting up on ladders and trying to do something we have no business messing with on top of the house. We shouldn't do a lot of things. I shouldn't try to build a home. I shouldn't try to work on a car. And I certainly shouldn't try to put in a state-of-the-art, sophisticated camera surveillance security system. Let Gateway Lock and Security do it. Now, they get lots of calls, and here's the proof of this. I talked to Derek Nagel today. They get lots of calls from people who went to Costco or they went to Sam's and they bought 8 cameras, and the box made it look easy, and the display in the store was good, and they call them and go, can you come out here and fix what we've messed up? Now, I don't know if they do that or not. I would imagine, yeah, for a price, they'll do it. But now you're paying twice. Because chances are you'll mess it up. Do it right. Put in that thing that in many cases will keep the crime from ever happening. And that is a sophisticated camera security surveillance system from Gateway Lock and Security. And if the person's dumb enough to go ahead and do what they're going to do with a camera looking at them, okay, they're going to get caught, and they'll get what they deserve. Would you just check into it for me? And they have other things they do also. They do keyless entry, and they change the light. They do that. But just look at their website. You'll know everything they do, and just think about it. Would you do that? I'd appreciate it. Gateway Lock and Security, gatewaylockandsecurity.com.
All right, we're going to check traffic with Timothy Weiland. Tim?
All right, Dan, we've got a couple of accidents now. We've got one on the ramp from eastbound Highway 44 to southbound Highway 55. That right lane is blocked. And you already have that left lane that's blocked trying to ramp on to northbound 55. So we're getting a backup that goes near Grand. Another accident, southbound Highway 55, just a little bit south of 4500 South Broadway. The right lane is blocked. Now, you're jammed up from Arsenal all the way down through 4500 South Broadway, and then things open up after that. Westbound 44 is hitting the brakes from Hampton going through the lane shift at Shrewsbury. We have southbound 270, much heavier now between Page down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound Highway 40 drivers, you are jamming up from about, it looks like Grand, out through McCausland, a little bit heavy from Clarkson out through Boone's Crossing. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples is your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud. And use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. And I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa.
We're running really late today, so let's jump right in and get this man in here. This is the man who has been everywhere, and he shares those places with us. His name is Bill Clevelin. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Here he is, the man who's been everywhere, Bill Clevelin.
Hey, everyone. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. I apologize. We only have 2 minutes, and I usually like to have longer for this, so jump right in.
All right. Well, we'll talk about Kansas City today because Kansas City is a place where I think a lot of people go for a quick getaway. Certainly tons of stuff to do in Kansas City for a nice little vacation. But yep. There's a place in Kansas City called the Arabia Steamboat Museum. Have you ever been there?
Nope. My daughter lives there. I'll have to tell her about this.
This is one of the neatest things in Kansas City, and a lot of people don't know about it. So real quickly, there was the Arabia Steamboat. It sank back in the 1850s, and some archaeologists and some other curious explorers decided they were going to go try and find this steamboat, and they found it in 1987. It had sank into the Missouri River. The Missouri River had kind of moved around a little bit, and so anyway,
You did it!
Anyway!
I'm sorry. So they find this thing. It was under a cornfield, okay?
Wow.
So they bring this steamboat back up, and they find all of this stuff, 200 tons of just stuff, everything from expensive china, 4,000 shoes, like 3 million Indian trade beads. It turned out to be the largest collection of pre-Civil War artifacts in the entire world. They found it on this ship, and much of it was preserved. So you go into this museum, they have all of the stuff that they found on that ship, or a lot of it. They can't put all of it in the museum at one time. And it's fascinating to walk through, and you really just take a step back in time and find these things. The story itself is fantastic. It's really interesting. Some of the people who were on that original expedition actually work at the museum
now,
still from time to time.
Give us the name of it again.
Arabia Steamboat Museum.
It's
in Kansas City, Missouri.
A-R-A-B-I-A.
Yes, sir. It is fantastic.
I'm going to tell my daughter. She lives in Overland Park right outside Kansas City.
She'll get a big kick out of it. I am Bill Clevelin, ladies and gentlemen, on the road and on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
Got some great ideas. If you like them, you can always go to Bill on the Road.